o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Whew! It's been nonstop since 12 o'clock today. Joining me now, Drew Kreisman, DNVR Rockies. Drew, I got you, man. I got you. Couldn't get you at 12. I know you're a busy man, but we just had to get you on to talk about this. Jeff, where did this come from? Jeff Breidich steps down as general manager.
He sure did. that happened
was
today.
Was this expected? Like, I mean,
not today. Oh. No. I mean, I expected he'd be gone after the year. I did not think Jeff Breidich was going to be the GM for the next era of Colorado Rockies baseball. I just didn't know the next era of Colorado Rockies baseball started today.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, the writing had been on the wall that he was done here. His contract was up at the end of the year. All the technical things. It was like no one was happy with him being here. I don't think he was happy being here anymore. It just become an untenable relationship on every situation. So while I'm loath to ever celebrate somebody losing their job, like I don't like that. At the same time, this is like the best day in Rockies history since Tony Wolters hit that single up the middle and just the Chicago Cubs.
Oh man, I mean Rockies fans are just they're going crazy today. It's like we won the World Series or something. The timing of it's what's weird. Whether he was going to be done with this team or not at the end of the season, which is yes, you're exactly right. I mean, it's more than likely that that's what was going to happen. Did something happen? Did Dick Monfort decide he needed a fall guy? Are they seeing numbers? Are they seeing viewership? Or was it a Trevor Story discussion? Or was this just, you know what, I'm not going to be here anyway. I might as well let me get a head start on my next quest.
You know, right. I could see it being any of those things, really. You would have thought if it was just that last one, though, that it would happen before the season,
right?
You know, right after the trade or
yeah,
whatever. So did something happen? You know, part of me thinks maybe it is that they've made a decision one way or the other about Trevor's story, either that they're not going to trade him or that they are going to try to sign him, but that they want somebody else negotiating that contract. Maybe it is a ploy to keep Trevor Story. Maybe it's putting somebody else in charge to be in charge of the trade of Trevor Story. Every time on the podcast I talk about a trade of Trevor Story or John Gray potentially, because then the last years of the deal, I get 40 comments from people saying, yeah, but they're going to get terrible prospects and give the other team $50 million. You know, it's like an easy joke to make, but you can kind of get past that now that Jeff Breidich isn't in charge. You know, there's going to be an interim GM, but the other thing, Brady, is that they hired a team president. So this is two big pieces of news. It's not just that Breidich is out. It's that there's a team president now, which they haven't had since Kelly McGregor tragically passed away over a decade ago. And to put somebody in charge of baseball operations, and hopefully that means Dick Monfort is stepping away from making baseball decisions as well. Like, this is actually a double dose of really good news for Rockies fans. It does depend on who they put in there as the next GM, but could they really do much worse?
You know what? And you had to do something. The fans, yeah, they were going to Coors Field, but that's because it's Coors Field. And listen, 8-13. I actually the question today was, hey, are you more optimistic about this start? But tell us about how big this is to name a club president. Tell us about the club president and what this ultimately means going forward, or at least for the short term.
Yeah, I mean, Greg Fiesel is the guy's name. You know, I'm still learning a bit more about him. He has been a part of the Rockies organization for 26 years, so people hoping they'd go outside the org. Well, you don't always get everything that you wish for. But, you know, I always say to people, if you were suddenly put in charge of everything at your job, would you do everything exactly the same as it was done before? Mm-hmm. Probably not. Almost none of us would. And
yeah,
so I'm really curious to see what Greg Fiesel has to offer. I'm going to learn more about him, and we're going to go live for a second time on the DNVR Rockies show at 4 today to talk about it. But just the fact that anybody has that title now means that somebody else is in charge of the ultimate baseball operation decisions other than Dick Monfort. And that's the first time that's been the case for this team since 2010. And in my estimate, I've always written about this. I wrote about it back when Dan O'Dowd was the GM, before I knew Jeff Breidich's name. the team president was always the most important thing to me. And they'd just been dragging their feet. I asked Dick Monfort to his face about team presidents, never got straight, like totally straight answers, right? And so that they shows to me at least the smallest modicum that maybe Dick Monfort has learned that he needs that.
Boy.
So we'll see if Greg is the guy, but that's a big step, man.
Yeah, you're right. Both of these moves are absolutely colossal for the Rockies, for this fan base. Back to the Breidich thing, if it did come down to Trevor Story. Now, is there a chance that it could be the other way around, that the conversation came from Breidich saying, hey, we need to re-sign Trevor Story, and Dick Monfort essentially said, hey, we've been down that road, we're not going to. Is there a chance that that could have been some kind of conflicting argument between the two, on the like flipping the script, so to speak?
Sure. Or even, you know, Breidich saying, look, the smart baseball thing to do right now is to trade Trevor Story if he's not going to sign an extension.
Mm.
And I can totally see a conversation where Breidich is going, let me trade this guy. And Dick's going, well, we can't because we just traded Nolan and everyone's going to be pissed and it's going to make us that much worse. And he'd be right about all of those things. But Jeff Breidich would actually be right to say, yeah, but we're not going to be good this year. And if we lose him for nothing at the end of the year, that's so much worse than if we trade him, we get some decent prospects for him. And you can, you could. You know, so I totally could have seen this having gone any number of ways over the Trevor Story conversation, because it would be a very Dick Monfort thing to do, to just want Trevor to play out the season. And if he decides to leave and sign a big contract somewhere else, in his mind, then Trevor Story's the one who left and Dick Monfort didn't do anything wrong, even though the team didn't really get it. You do get a compensatory draft pick out of that scenario, but that's nowhere near as good as getting some prospects. So we're all going to keep, as much as we were already, now there's just going to be pinpoint laser focus on Trevor Story, 24/7 Story watch. What's the situation? Does he sign an extension? Does he get traded? The news could come apparently at any time of day.
Yeah.
On my day off, you jerk.
Yeah. It's like, wow, this is, I mean, I expected this move, if it was going to happen, you're right, the beginning of the season or at the end of the season, but this is surprising at a very weird time for this to happen. In your mind, Drew, following this team as closely as you do, following Trevor Story, does this, I mean, yeah, it's an obvious question, but does this increase the chances of Trevor Story being a Rocky, and by how much?
I wish I knew the answer to that question. I really, really do. It certainly can't hurt. If Jeff Breidich was the big problem, and I certainly think that he was a massive one for Josh Fuentes' cousin, who plays for the Cardinals now, then absolutely, because Dick Monfort does have a history of paying big contracts to his own guys, Todd Helton, Carlos Gonzalez, Troy Tulowitzki, even Nolan Arenado, you know.
Yeah.
He'll sign those types of deals. If Trevor wants the money and he's okay sticking through a couple of years where the young bats are still going to have to find it out, they have to completely rebuild this bullpen, but the young starting pitching is there. If he's sitting there going, man, I kind of like this Austin Gomber, and Tapia turns out to be real, and you know, maybe some of these other guys come around, and maybe I wouldn't mind being the veteran leader on this team that when it gets good in a couple of years, Rymack's doing his thing. It all comes down to what's inside Trevor Story's heart and mind right now, because I do believe the Rockies would offer him a fair deal. And I've never heard Trevor privately or publicly criticize the Colorado Rockies. We heard it from Nolan fairly regularly.
Right.
Trevor Story has never said anything. You know, I know he'd like to play in Texas if he could as well. You know, that's always been something. He's from there, and there are things. And I don't think he's as attached to the Rockies organization as somebody like, say, Charlie Blackmon is. But for a fair deal, I don't think he's itching to get out of town either. I don't think he's, especially with Breidich gone now, I think he's just going to kind of survey the landscape and see where he thinks he fits best. Okay.
Wow. And Drew, if it comes out that, you know, Breidich was kind of a sticking point for a contract for Trevor, and Dick Monfort makes a tough move, because he stuck up. I mean, Drew, I was in on that Zoom press conference thingy after the Nolan trade, and it was very much, hey, I've got Jeff Breidich's back. And it very much seemed like Dick Monfort was sticking up for Breidich. So for that change of heart to happen, for clearly a tough move, I would imagine, for Dick, and then to do that, and if it was what was standing in place of a Trevor Story deal, suddenly Dick Monfort doesn't look so bad for a second, at least, or what?
Well, I mean, certainly. I mean, if I'm back on the show, you know, a week from now or 2 weeks from now, we're talking about a Trevor Story extension. Now, suddenly, you know, Rockies community feels way different than they did when the season started. You know, you still don't feel good about the whole Arenado situation. But if you've got a new GM, you've got a team president, and it does look like Story's going to stick around for the, you know, foreseeable future, and they'll maybe build it around him and Ryan McMahon and the starting pitching and, you know, whatever's left of Charlie Blackmon. I really hope he keeps going. Yeah. And I really hope he will. He will. He's too smart. He's too good. But it's like Trevor Story is basically playing MLB The Show as himself right now. He just gets to... This is all on the table for him. If he wants to sign a big extension, stay here. If he wants to test the free market, he can do that too. He can, you know, and I think he's about to have a monster couple of weeks, by the way. He hit that grand slam yesterday.
Goodness.
Flung his bat, looked over at the bench. That's the other thing. He likes these guys.
Yeah,
he likes
he does.
His teammates a lot. So I don't know. If we're talking about a Trevor Story extension in a couple of weeks, you know, Rocky, ask yourself, how would you feel? I mean, you'd feel a lot differently than you did when the season started about the future of this team.
Yeah. No, I think you're 100% right. Today it already feels, to be honest with you, the Nolan drama that we talked about a few weeks ago, Drew, I mean, I don't know that it made anybody feel better, but I think it certainly made people question things a little bit more instead of just, oh, it was all Rockies, all management, all ownership. And I'm not saying that that was swayed one way or the other, but it certainly made you stop and think, oh, wow, Nolan wanted out of here a long time ago. Was he ever, you know, so I think it started then. And then today you're getting this news, you're going, huh, well, this is a move. A lot of Rockies fans, I mean, we asked the question, who's worse, Dick Monfort or Jeff Breidich? And those that say Jeff Breidich feel a lot better about life today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I had a moment with our guy Brendan Boat, who does Nugget stuff for us. We were down at the DMVR bar in the studio, and you know, I was kind of bemoaning the trade again. And he's a Cardinals fan, and he goes, "If it's any consolation, the Cardinals have been profoundly mediocre all season, and Nolan's hitting like 260." And I was like, "Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it's baseball, man. It's just not as easy as all that." And so, yeah, who knows? It really is. Why I did not expect this today, Brady. I really didn't. Like I said, I was taking a light day, late game, so I basically wasn't thinking about baseball until, you know, 6 o'clock this evening, and now we got two live shows today.
Well, and of course, I'm bugging you. I'm like, Drew, help us out.
Well, I always like talking to Brady. Hold on, my whole show.
You know, man, it means the world to me. All right, so how about this team, though? 8-13. 21 games in, and here we are. I mean, they're not awful. I mean,
they don't suck.
No, they don't suck, and they have some good moments. Before the Breidich thing today, I was like, you know, maybe this team's kind of taking on this us against the world thing. Your thoughts on this team's performance? You know, they won 4 out of the last 5 games, something like that, taking a couple of series in the last week. So suddenly it doesn't look like the sky is falling.
Yeah, it could very easily have taken the set right before that with the Mets. They were in position going into the 9th inning, or I guess it was the 7th because it was a doubleheader, to win a game with Jacob DeGrom on the hill versus Chichi Gonzalez. What? That's not a win for the Rockies. What are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's us versus the world. It helps not playing the Dodgers every game. You know, more than half of their first, I think it was 7 of their first 12 games were against the Dodgers. Like, that's the best team in baseball. That's maybe the best team in baseball in the last 20, 30, 40. Drew Goodman comes on our podcast semi-regularly now, about once a week. We feel very lucky to have him. And he said, this might be the best baseball team I've ever seen. So, like, not playing the Dodgers really helps, Brady.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you play the Dodgers with the first few, 7 games already they played the Dodgers. So, yeah. I mean, my goodness.
And so to kind of not be facing Cy Young winners every single game, to let this young offense find their rhythm a little bit. The starting pitching has been fantastic. The bullpen is a mess.
Yeah.
It's just and that's, you know, that's why they're losing more games. And while we'll probably continue to lose more games, but they've been exciting. The young players, Raimel Tapia, my dude, is just going off.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They've got a catcher who hits home runs. First time in like 10 years that's been the case for the Rockies. So there's a lot. I still don't think they're in for a great year, but boy, are they down to play these teams tight. And you know, the Mets and the Astros and the Phillies are popular postseason teams. you know, to picks for this year. And for the Rockies to basically outplay all three of those teams on this homestand was very impressive.
Yeah, no question about it, man. I think it's a brighter day for the Rockies. I don't know what this is going to look like in a week and what's going to come out from this. Drew, you know, we'll be banging on the door whenever we sniff something. We know you've got more details, so we'll try to get you on as soon as possible when you can. Always appreciate you jumping on with us, my man, even on your day off.
Yeah, always here to do it. I live for it. I live for these moments.
I love it, man. Interesting news today for sure. Oh, quickly, Drew, any on the list that comes to your mind as far as that GM spot?
Oh, I mean, there's a guy, Eric Neander, out for the Rays who's really interesting. They're going to go internally for the rest of the season, probably with Zach Rosenthal or scouting director Bill Schmidt. I like Rosenthal as an analytically inclined mind. I think he's really got the right take on how to approach Coors Field differently. Bill Schmidt's a scouting director, so he knows the young guys and how to develop players really well. So that's, you know, for where this team is at for just the rest of the season, maybe that makes the most sense. But once the season's over, they got to go outside the organization and find one of these super whizzes that has a plan specifically tailored to Coors Field, and there's going to be a lot of really good candidates.
Wow, what an interesting time for the Rockies for the rest of the season, and of course more so at the end of the season. Drew, appreciate you, my man. We'll be looking out for your podcast later today.
Absolutely, always, Brady. Thank you. Take care.
All right, Drew Kreisman, DNVR Rockies. There you go. He's not shutting down any of our theories as far as why this happened. Saying it very well could have come down to Trevor Story. It could have come down to, you know, maybe it's just, hey, I was going to be gone anyway. But you don't do that 21 games into the season. You don't do it. So, Well County Swami texting, and why did it take so long to get to the point where we all knew they needed to be, though, as far as the change up with management, as far as Dick Monfort stepped out? Well, maybe this was the move. I mean, maybe this old Nolan Arenado thing pissed off people to the point, finally, where they were like, Dick, sell the team or do something different. He doesn't have to sell the team. People keep throwing the sell the team thing out there. You can be a silent owner, which he would never be. But you can be an owner of a team, and you hire everybody in place to do it so they take on the image. You know, when Pat Bowlen was still running things, he hired people to do the job. He was never Jerry Jones. He was extremely involved. He was extremely involved in all the hiring processes, but not really the big day-to-day decisions. Not like a Jerry Jones. So can Dick Monfort do that? Can you have your cake and eat it too? Swallow some pride and not be the guy making those decisions or being a part of those decisions and move on. Was there a fight? Was there an argument about Trevor Story? Did Breidich want to trade Story? Did Dick want to trade Story? Did they not want to trade Story? Did one or the other want to give him a big contract and the other didn't? I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot out there, and I'm sure it's going to come out. But now, Colfax, we could hear at any point that Trevor Story decides to sign with the Rockies or has decided to just let the season play out. If he signs with the Rockies, suddenly this becomes a big-time move by Dick Monfort. Because if that's going to tell us that, okay, it was probably Breidich that was standing in between that deal getting done. I don't know. I feel more optimistic about it. How do you guys feel? That's our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Jeff Breidich stepping down. Are you more optimistic about the Colorado Rockies than you were to start the season? All right, 24 after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Denver Nuggets, what they have to do to jump into that third spot, maybe even the second spot. I'll tell you, got to play perfect basketball. Injuries are mounting up for the Nuggets. But when MPJ can get close to 40, you're going to win a lot of games. We'll be right back.
Spring is in the air, and that means high school baseball will decorate Preps Radio on 1310 KFKA.